Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Yuma, Perikei, Mishnah Gemal. Not that was Adam, Kohen Gadol comes out, takes the blood, from the person who was mixing the blood. Remember we learned earlier in Perik Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, that somebody was mixing the blood the whole time to make sure that it doesn't gel, that it doesn't become hard, because if it would become hard, we won't be able to do the Hazah with it. So he takes the blood, and once again, Nichnas l'makam shenichnas. He comes right back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'amad v'makam she'amad. And he takes up the same position, Bein Habadim. V'lo yeh mitzchavin l'hazah, he did not intend to spray the blood. It was never his intent that the blood should land either on top, at the corner of the kapiras, that's the cover to the urine on top, or for that matter, on the kapiras lower down. The blood doesn't touch the urine or the kapiras at all. He's just standing in this position, and the blood will hit the ground. It's keneged the kapiras, keneged the urine and the cover, but it doesn't touch the urine. Ela kematzlev. Rather, it's going to look like the steps of a ladder on the floor. What does kematzlev mean? The Batanur explains. We're comparing this to the person who gives malchus. He never strikes the person at the same place twice, but he works his way downwards. So if I were to look on the floor, I would see like drop of blood next to another drop of blood, next to another drop of blood, next to another drop of blood. So what does it mean, achas l'mala, v'achas l'mata? The Tiferes Yisrael and others explain, it has to do with the position of his hand. When he does the hazah milmaila, the inside of his hand faces downwards. Try to imagine, the kohen dips his finger in the dam, so the palm of his hand faces downwards. Then he kind of gives a little spritz by pulling his fingers up. The blood goes up from his fingers, doesn't touch the arayin, curves down and hits the floor. When he does the shevelamata, so he dips his fingers in the blood, and now the inside of his hand faces upwards and like drops his fingers. So the blood goes from his fingers down to the floor. Again, let's say your fingers are full of something and you want to spritz it a little bit. You want to spritz it up. Generally, the inside of your hand is facing down and your fingers fly up. When you want to spritz it down, so the inside of your hand faces up and you like drop your fingers down. That's how the Tiferes Yisrael explains it. That's the difference between the achas lemaila and the sheva lemata. So really, if I look at the ground, I'm going to see 8 streaks or drops of blood, one after the other. So why doesn't he just count 8? Well, we just said, achas lemaila v'sheva lemata. The position of his hand is differently with the one that goes lemaila and with the sheva that goes lemata. Okay, so let him count 1. That's for the achas l'mayla, and then count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for the 7 l'mata. No, that's not the way he does it. Rather, says the Mishnah, the kachal yamayna, this is how he would count. Achas, achas v'yachas, achas v'shtayim. Sounds familiar? I'm not much of a boat's feeler, but you get the idea. He didn't count 1, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But he counted achas, that's the one he did on Marla. Then he repeated achas v'achas. I did one on top, now one on bottom. Achas ushtayim, now the second one on bottom. Achas v'shalash. Each time he keeps repeating, I did one on top and now comes the third time on bottom. Achas v'arba, achas v'chamash, achas v'shesh. Achas v'sheva, I did one on top and now here comes the seventh one on the bottom. At that point, Yotza, he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he places the dam al kan hazav on a special golden stand shebehechel that was in the hechel. Now why was this necessary? How come he had to keep repeating 1 and now 2, 1 and now 3, 1 and now 4? Why not count straight 1 on top and then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8? So to Batanuram, Skid is going to get confused. He's going to count 1, that's with the 1 on top. Then he's going to start counting 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's not going to chap when he starts doing the ones on the bottom, then he has to start again from 1. So therefore, I want him to do 1. I already did 1. Here comes the 1 from the bottom. I already did 1. Here comes the second one from the bottom. I already did 1. Here comes the third one from the bottom, and so on. Okay, I have a simpler answer for that. Let him count 8. If he counts 8, he won't be able to go 1 on top. Okay, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 at the bottom, because he'll realize he's missing 1. So he'll have to do one for the top and seven for the bottom. Zakta bat tenura, there was a mitzvah for him to be mafsik between the metonei shalamata mitoich shiva. There was an inyan that he had to count seven as far as the ones on the bottom are concerned. I think the Maharal explains that seven is this world. And one, there's one bari olam. We want to show that all of the seven heavens, all of the seven seas, all of the seven continents, all of the 7 days of the week, all of the things of this world that have to do with seven, it's all created and sustained by one bari olam. Whatever the reason is, we don't want him to count to eight. We bedafka want him to count seven as far as the bottom ones are concerned. But because we don't want him to make the mistake and only do six at the bottom, because he's going to count one on top and then two, three, four, five, six, seven. So this is how we do it. One, that was my one on top. I did my one on top, here comes the second one on the bottom. I did my one on top, here comes the third one on the bottom. Okay, so quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim after his avodah with the Ktiris, takes the dam from the person that was mixing the blood, goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, stands in the place where he stood beforehand, that's Bein HaBadim. He's going to be Maza, which actually means he just takes the dam and spritzes it a drop on the floor. Achas L'mayla V'sheva L'mata. He doesn't touch the top of the Arayin or the side of the top of the Arayin. Everything goes to the floor. And on the floor, you're going to see blood, behind it more blood, behind it more blood. You're going to count eight over there. But in those eight is one that was done upwards and seven that were done downwards. And when he counts achas. That's the one on top. As the Tveris Yisrael explains it, his hand is pointed in one direction. Then as he continues to count, he goes, achas, I already did one, v'achas, and here comes the one at the bottom. Now his hand turns in a different direction. Achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, and so on.